Why do I write? Well, it does have something to do with the fact that I can't do much else. Almost everyone else in my family either was or could have been a professional athlete, for example. My grandfather played for Ferencvaros, the Hungarian equivalent of Manchester United. My mother was the captain of the national basketball team at a time when they were second only to the Soviet Union. My aunt was an Olympic long jumper. A second cousin was one of the best under-16 female tennis players in Europe. I quite fancied tennis too, and I did take it seriously for a while, as I liked the idea of touring around the world as a professional player. They say that champions can always raise their game to win, to find that extra gear. But I always managed to lower my game to lose to people who'd barely picked up a racket before. I can't sing, I can't draw. I have no manual skills beyond changing a light bulb. I also have no financial judgment, or at least no financial luck. If you wonder why the stock market is suddenly crashing, it won't be because of tensions in the Middle East or an imprudence in American foreign policy. It'll be because I've just bought some shares. House prices are tanking. Fisher's just bought a flat. In addition to the sporting prowess found in my family, many of my relatives have demonstrated a flair for business. Several of my cousins live like Colombian drug barons, without trafficking like them, I should add. They handle seafood and lingerie. I probably couldn't sell a nuclear weapon to Al-Qaeda. I suppose I write because it's just about the only thing I do reasonably well.